everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon, the show that focuses on things that are not worth focusing on. I am your host, one of your hosts, your co-host, Ben. May I just say, you look absolutely lovely today. Thank you so much for joining us. I am joined, as always, by a man who likes to get his hairs trimmed so they are prim and proper. It is Noah.
Thank you. Yes, I got my hair shortened this week, as Ben would say. Thanks for being on my show, Ben.
Oh, yes. Thank you for being on my show, Noah. And joining us as our special guest this week, he got cold feet, but not at the altar, just in general. It's Michael.
Yeah, I have some very nice moccasins that I got from Jack's. And ooh, I have socks as well in the house, but I forgot to put them on. And it's very cold on the second floor on this chilly Monday noon time day in December.
That's fair. Every morning when I wake up, I am freezing, and I'll go downstairs and complain to my dad about how it's freezing since I still live at home. And my dad's also working from home. And we have this thermometer that we used to take temperature, so we make sure that none of us are sick with any sort of diseases.
Hey, that made that was mentioned on episode 2 of the show.
Oh yeah, that thermometer.
I think that's a different thermometer. We ended up getting another one, but this one, it looks like a speed gun, and
no, whatnot. That's what that was.
Was that what I talked about?
Never yeah, mind. It wasn't the listen. Bacon. It wasn't the bacon one.
Okay, I don't listen to our podcast, but yeah, just, why would I? But it has like body temperature and then surface temperature and then room temperature. And every time I complain it's cold, my dad will pull this out and be like, look, it's 72 degrees. And I was convinced this thing isn't working. So I was like, Dad, go outside, because it's definitely not 72 degrees outside. It was more like 40 degrees outside. So he went outside and he pulled the thing. He's like, see, it's 72 degrees outside. And apparently no matter what or where or what temperature it is, this thing will always read 72 degrees for its like room ambient temperature.
Pretty good. That's yeah. called precision. Not That's accuracy. Called... It's called precision.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this week for another week of just random fun goofiness. We hope that you are having an excellent Monday thus far, and will continue to have an excellent Monday because you deserve to have an excellent Monday. And speaking of excellent Mondays, let's kick it over to our friend Noah for a weekly update. I don't know if his weekly update has anything to do with Mondays, but
I don't think it does.
A good transition. Yeah, sorry.
I think the events of my story happened on a Thursday, so I'm sorry. I've blown the transition, but I'm really excited because I can finally talk about a story that happened a few weeks ago.
Axe throwing.
So a few weeks ago, the week of Thanksgiving, a friend of mine asked me if I could help make a video for him. So he was planning to propose pretty soon, and that's actually happening tonight. So now I feel like I can finally talk about this story.
Wait, tonight, or as in tonight when the show is posted?
As in 2 days ago when this episode releases.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
So it should be good. We should be in the clear to talk about this. He definitely doesn't listen to the podcast, but I just didn't want to share anything I shouldn't share.
Why are you doing him favors then? We've talked
yeah,
about this,
good
Noah.
Point.
We don't Maybe... do things for people who don't listen to the podcast.
That's true. So if you listen to this podcast, that means we will do favors for you.
Yeah.
But he had been looking for a ring to propose with, and he'd looked at hundreds of rings and just didn't like anything he was looking at. So he decided, because he's an engineer, I'll just make a ring from scratch. So he spent a ton of time in CAD, designing a ring and then working with the jeweler and helping the jeweler kind of helped him make the design stable and able to be casted. And so he ended up making this design and then he casted it, or he 3D printed this ring and then they casted it in a mold. And then I got to go with him to the process of casting this ring. And it's really interesting. It's very cool. You just go in like a normal jewelry store. I was expecting it to happen like in somebody's barn or garage or something, but it just happens in the jewelry store. They have this whiskey barrel out in front. And from my understanding, there's only like one or two places in our state that offer this. So it's not a very common thing. But they had the mold of the shape of the ring. And then you take, he chose rose gold, and you take this rose gold and you put it in this little basin, I guess, that spins around in this whiskey barrel, like spins super fast. And you take a blowtorch and you melt this gold to over 1,000 degrees. It's crazy. You can see like the gold glowing in this little thing it's held in. And then once you get it over 1,000 degrees, they flip this little switch and the whiskey barrel, it starts spinning this gold around like super, super fast. And it launches all the gold into the cast of the ring and creates like a perfect cast of this ring in the rose gold. And then you get to break it out of the cast, which is really cool. You dip it in water to kind of cool it down, and you can hear it sizzling and bubbling. And then you take it out, and you have to like break the ring out of the support structure that you have to build into it. And then you have to do a ton of work to just like file it down and get all the fine details filed just right. But it was a really cool process, and I got to make a video out of it, which was really fun. And yeah, it's just something I'd never gotten to do before, like see how jewelry is made and see how gold is melted down. And it was really cool.
Are you going to put a narration over it, like how it's made from the Discovery Channel or Science Channel, whichever one?
Yeah, so I made him a cut that has his narration, but if anybody out there has like a good Discovery Channel voice and wants
round
to make like a documentary.
Goes. Watch us spin the rose gold into the mold.
The here rose gold goes
30%
from...
of the penguins will die at this phase of the process.
Whoa, what?
Oh my gosh.
You got to do your David Attenborough voice. This is where the penguins go to find their rose gold wing. They dive headlong into the whiskey barrel and then get spun at high rates of speed. My name is David Attenborough.
PETA's not going to like that one.
All right, I'm going to send you both the video. I'll send you both the video, and you guys can do your auditions, and then we'll see who wins.
Okay.
That'll be fun. Well, I didn't know that was the intended use of whiskey barrels. I've always just been drinking from them. But now that I know, I can cast rings in them. So
you can use them to cover up like your nudity, like in cartoons.
Right,
or
the
something.
Barrel Man. Rest in
or,
peace.
Yeah,
the
or the
man.
Barrel Man for a sports team.
Popular sports team.
A popular sports team that
not,
kind of
that halfway across the country or something. Yeah.
Yeah, they're somewhere, but they're also really bad at their sport. So. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, that is interesting. That's I didn't know the process of making a ring, so thank you for sharing that, Noah. Speaking of working with high temperature items and creating things, I did some baking this week. My lovely girlfriend decided to or not decided to, but she texted me and said, "Hey, I bought the stuff to make cookies. Would you like to come over and decorate them?" And I was like, "Yes. That sounds like a lovely time." So I went over and quickly discovered I am worthless at baking cookies. The entire process was hindered by my very presence. And it took a lot out of me and my confidence in being an adult and actually cooking food, preparing food for myself and others. I tried to crack an egg. And the egg just ended up on the stove, like the whole egg, all of it. Which, in my defense, I blame the bowl for that part of it. Because, like, the bowl we were using, it was a plastic bowl. And, like, the lip of it kind of, like, extended out on all the sides. So I couldn't really, like, find an edge to crack it on. So I hit it, like, 4 times against, like, the inside edge of this bowl. And I'm like, yeah, this isn't working. So I went to the outside edge and I whacked it against that and it just splattered all over the stove.
That's the bowl's fault for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's definitely the bowl's fault. Whenever they turn on the stove, though, they're going to have an omelet.
Nice. Ready to go.
I didn't clean it up.
Just left it.
I just left it there. But yeah, and then I... for some reason questioned the instructions because I'm a dude and apparently dudes question instructions. But it was like, if you're making drop cookies, do this. Or if you're making cutout cookies, do this. And I was like, are we making cutout cookies or drop cookies? And my girlfriend was like, I'm pretty sure we're making cutout cookies because we're using cookie cutters. And I was like, is that what cutout cookies means? So I went as so far to like ask another one of her roommates, like, hey, is this what this means? And they were like, yeah, obviously that's what that means. And I was like, ah, now I feel dumb. But those are just like two instances, the entire experience. It was a lovely experience. I had a great time, but it would have gone a lot quicker and been a whole lot more efficient had I not been there. So this is just a word of advice.
Is this a new thing? Like, have you never made cookies before?
No, I've made cookies before. I don't know if I was nervous or if I was, for some reason, flawed that day. I don't know what was going on, but I was just... Maybe it's my shaky hands, because, you know, I have constantly shaking hands.
Oh, but me too. I don't know. I got that bad.
Yeah.
Well, because we've made brownies before. I remember one night where we made, like, some of the best brownies ever.
You made brownies. I went and saved your sister.
Have you heard this story, Michael?
No.
I was over at Ben's house one night, and we were like, oh, let's make some brownies. So we, like, whipped up some brownies, and we just put them in the oven. And I get a call from...
I was at a worship leader meeting for a church.
Oh, that's right.
So you were making, like, the brownies completely independently of me.
I was like, I'll have brownies ready for you when you come home.
Like a good friend. My family was out of town, and they're like, oh, I'd have Noah come stay with you so you're not alone. And I was like, okay. So I texted Noah,
that's
and he was
great
like,
great idea.
Yeah, I'm going to have... It was very sweet of him to be like, I'm going to have brownies when you come home.
Like a good little housewife. But then I get a call. I get a call from my sister, and she's kind of nearby at a Walmart, and their car, she's with her friend, and their car has stopped working. They just needed a jump. So they were kind of stuck in the parking lot. And I was like, hey, I love you. You're my sister and all, but I have brownies in the oven, and Ben's expecting brownies. So can you find somebody else?
So then I went and did it. Because it was, I think you called me and were like, hey, my sister's stuck at a Walmart. Can you go get her?
I have brownies in the oven.
I have brownies in the oven. I can't be bothered.
So like, then Ben saved the girls, Ben saved the day, and then he got to come home, and I think I'd eaten all the brownies by that point.
No, there were brownies, and they were good brownies. And then we played Portal for 2 hours, but it was the same level.
It was terrible.
It was awful.
And it's mostly Ben yelling at you how to play Portal. If it's anything like when I've played Portal with Ben.
I never yell at you when we play Portal, because I have no idea what I'm doing. Okay. I might yell at you nowadays, but when we first started playing Portal, I wouldn't yell at you because I had no idea what I'm doing. But I have since logged more hours than you have in that game, so I feel I've earned the role of
sure. I've earned the right to yell at you.
The right to yell at you. Yeah. Well, yeah. So if you have any baking needs, don't call me because I'm bad at it, and I will make the process worse. But it was a lot of fun. So I would totally do it again with my girlfriend, but maybe not any of you. Sorry. Noah, feel free to make me brownies whenever you want.
Okay.
Cool.
So this week, I come with a grab bag, a grabbler, if you will, of things. Because this week has not been fun. So I've been doing shots, guys. I've been doing shots. Ben talked about his introduction to alcohol last week. I've been doing a lot of shots. I got poked 6 shots in 3 days for various tests and vaccinations this week. So I've been doing shots, as in physical, getting poked with needle shots, not Ben's alcohol expedition. Yes, hang loose. On Wednesday, I watched the SpaceX Starship test launch for SN8.
Explode.
That was amazing. It was so good. They had an issue with the fuel headers that they didn't have enough pressure, and then the engines like died before it could land successfully. So it exploded beautifully. No one was hurt.
No one was hurt. But it was funny, as it was supposed to launch on Tuesday, right?
It was supposed to launch last Wednesday. It was supposed to launch Monday, and then Tuesday, and then it went to Wednesday.
Well, so you sent Noah and I the link to it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And like, hey guys, this is about to launch. So, I mean, I was working, but I had it pulled up on another screen while I was working, and it was like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, abort. So like it had been on my screen for like 5 minutes, and I was just like, oh wait, is that it? Did I miss it? What happened? Like,
maybe it landed it already.
Yeah, when it exploded, you knew what happened. But
oh yeah.
So that was Wednesday. I think it was Thursday. I ended up buying Battlefront 2, the EA one. There was a sale on Steam where Battlefront 1 and 2, it ends today on Monday, but the sale was $14 for Battlefront 1 and 2. And I called a local game store that sells used games, and they said it was $12 for the two games. And I don't have a console, so I was like, that was a good deal. So I got it. I was a huge fan of the original Battlefront games, so I played the entire campaign for Battlefront 2 in like 2 days, which is kind of bad, but it's a really short campaign. And then this week I also finished Detroit Become Human, which is like one of my favorite games, and Ben is going to start playing it soon, maybe over winter break when he has a little time off worky. That's my grab bag. Not very exciting.
The
but
new
it's
Battlefront
the
2?
Scavenge. The one from 2017.
For $12 on Steam.
It's a
right
good
now.
Game. I mean, we talked about this last week with all like the microtransactions and stuff.
But I'm not jumping to EA's defense. But what I'm going to say is, if you do the $12 or the $14 for Battlefront 1 and 2, you get all the cosmetics, you get all the emotes, you get all the victory poses included with that price. There's no microtransactions for that, which I think is superb. Now, I don't agree with EA for doing the microtransactions in the first place, but no one cares what I'm saying. But
am I
going
to have to get this?
It's graphically intensive, just so you know, but it's quite good. It is.
It's graphically intense.
Yeah, you might have to turn stuff down significantly. It was
the violence. Yeah. It's graphically intense.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood and guts, and no, there's a lot of ragdoll physics, which I think are hilarious.
I've played it before because I have it on the PS4, and I've played it, and I really like it. But maybe I'll get it so we can all play that together.
The combat.
Wait, we can play together.
It's not cross-platform, but we'd all have it on PC.
Yeah, if I got it on PC and you got it on PC.
Oh, you have it on PC, okay.
But it's only $14 for the both of them, or $12 for Battlefront 2, which is not bad. And again,
correct me
you
if
get
I'm,
all the emotes and stuff. Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the first Battlefront, but not like the first Battlefront, but the first of the new Battlefronts, doesn't have a campaign mode?
Does not have a campaign. It only has multiplayer. But I still got it because I like Star Wars. So
no, that's fair.
Take my money.
Do you see that Hayden Christensen's going to come back to Obi-Wan as Darth Vader?
Isn't that
a big spoiler?
I watched that whole investment call. It was interesting.
Really?
Or investor call. It was like a 5-hour investor call. And it was really weird because they had lots of pauses between each announcement. I guess for like the media to write articles about what was happening, because they'd get on and they'd be like, we're going to be doing a Star Wars Ahsoka show, and they'd show like a graphic of the logo for 2 minutes with some like elevator music in the background, and then they'd come on and say, we're also excited to announce the Cassian Andor show starring I forget his name, and then it would show a picture of him.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And it would just be there for 2 minutes. And it was so long and slow. And I'm sure there's a reason for it, because I'm not a Disney investor and I don't know. But it was interesting. That's a lot of shows, though. That's way too many shows.
It's
too much.
It's dedicated time for you to invest stocks in money sign DSNY or whatever Disney's sign is.
Maybe that's it.
I don't know if I like what Disney is doing right now with having like all those series. I want to see the Obi-Wan one, and that's probably it. Like, I feel like they're just at some point they're gonna overdo it, in my opinion. That it's like, here's a good thing that for decades we had moderation. We got 6 films over how many, like 30 something years, and then now we're just getting boom 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 series. I don't know if I like that, because it kind of ruins the charm for me, but that's just me.
Okay, here's what I think. So in 2015, they said, all right, we're going to try 7, 8, and 9, and they and some spinoffs and some stuff. They made 7, and they said, oh, wow, people really liked that. Let's make 30 Star Wars movies. And then Solo failed, and they're like, well, maybe we shouldn't make 30 Star Wars movies. Then they made The Mandalorian, and everybody loved it. And they said, let's make 10 Star Wars TV shows at the same time. So what's going to happen is, like, the third one is not going to be very good. Okay. And then they're going to be like, all right, cancel everything.
No, I think you have a point. Because I think they try to overdo it, and I don't... Again, it just ruins the charm. Because there's something about Star Wars that was... Like, in 2015, I think we all talked about it before the show a few weeks ago, that we all geeked out over The Force Awakens, because it's like, oh my gosh, Star Wars is coming back, and J.J. Abrams is doing it. So we're going to have a lot of fun, and it's been 10 years since the last Star Wars movie. It's going to be exciting. Why are you deafening? What is happening?
Yeah, it feels like the same progression. When Star Wars 7 came out, I was like, oh man, I'm back on board. Star Wars is good again. And then Star Wars 8 came out, and I was like, no, I don't like Star Wars anymore. And then The Mandalorian came out, and I was like, oh man, Star Wars is good again. I love Star Wars. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We shall see. Well, Michael, I'm glad you were... able to share your Star Wars stuff with us. Battlefront.
There it is.
Because I like that game. I didn't talk you through it at all. You would just send me stuff and I'd be like, oh yeah, I kind of remember doing that because I played this when it came out in 2017.
So. It was fun. It was a lot more fun than I was expecting. I did play some multiplayer. You warned me that I'd get crushed in multiplayer. I fended for myself pretty well. I was impressed. I think it's high sensitivity snap reflexes. I just headshot galore. Yeah, it was great.
Did you podium finish on any of them?
No, because I think it put me in halfway through a round, so I didn't even have a chance. But I also didn't even see like my kill death ratio, because it just like flashed up on the screen for a millisecond and then it was gone. But I will get good.
You will get good.
It's my joy in life. Star Wars and video games.
All right. Do we have any SpeakPipe feedback this week, Michael?
We do have SpeakPipe feedback? We do, Speak and it's pipe. From...
Yeah, what? Something. I said something. I don't know what I said.
Yes. So our friends, TopicPlease.com, TopicPleaseCast, Aaron sent in a voicemail, so we will now... listen to it, and here's our message from Aaron.
Hi, guys. This is Aaron from the Topic Please podcast. I was listening to episode 14, and something Noah was talking about kind of resonated with me. I'm a web developer myself.
Oh, hey.
So I'm prone to find or run into an issue where I spend a lot of time trying to figure it out, and then I just can't figure it out, and then when I'm not thinking about it or later that night, something just comes to me. A couple of years ago, I ran into an issue. I spent a couple of hours at work trying to figure out what was going on, why it wasn't working. I gave up for the day, went home, figured I would just hit it fresh in the morning. And then about 4 o'clock in the morning, I wake up from a dead sleep with this epiphany right down my notes. It was just one of those things that I felt like it should have been so obvious, but it only took me a couple of minutes to fix once I did get to work after I had this epiphany. But being a web developer, I feel like programmers and web developers like us, we're just kind of our own species. That's all I really had to say. Keep up the great show. I'm loving the games that you guys play, and I really like the Florida Man segments.
Oh, it's great. Your own species, Noah. You and Aaron, web developers, are.
You have, I think I'm going to cry. A kindred spirit.
I feel like he was speaking right to
someone
me.
Someone who understands.
In
me.
Fairness, he was, but yeah, man, it's true. Developer life, it can be awesome and it can be heartbreaking. I've been working on a web app for about 3 years now. That finally, it kept getting like delayed or. People didn't want me to work on it or had other things to work on. And I finally just finished a beta version of this web app after 3 years. And I got it sent to the rest of the team for a bug bash this week where I asked them all to spend a couple hours just working through it, making things with it. It's basically a tool that creates websites, and asking them just to like really hit it hard and try and break it and do unconventional things. And yeah, I got to watch all the bugs roll in on this spreadsheet I had set up where you have to type in what your bug is, how to recreate the bug, any information you can. Man, developer life, it's awesome. I feel, Aaron, I get you. Respect. I think we're best friends now.
Ow.
That's how friendships are all made. Right. By calling into a podcast. And we have a new SpeakPipe question for this week. Next week, we're having a very nice holiday show. It's going to be the biggest holiday show, the best holiday show you've ever seen. So we're doing
big,
that next
beautiful,
week.
Wonderful.
It's going to be the biggest show. So we have a SpeakPipe question, and we'd like you, yes, you there in the fourth chair, if you have called in before even, we want to hear from you. The question this week is, what is your favorite holiday tradition or memory? And this can be past or present. So again, this is open to all holidays that are celebrated in this time of December-ish. So what is your favorite holiday tradition or memory, past or present? If you called in before, we want to hear from you. You go to noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
You find the contact button in the upper right.
Button in the upper right.
And then you hit the big orange button that I think says start recording. We never know what it says.
You hit the big orange button that says, I think, start recording. I don't know. I never know what it says.
And then you leave us a message. And then we play it on the show. And then Ben stops. Okay.
And then we make fun of you.
And then Ben stops.
Okay.
So send us a SpeakPipe if you, even if you have before. We want you for this holiday special. Your favorite holiday tradition. Past or present, and that's noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited for this Christmas special. I'm going to be drinking hot chocolate. I'm going to be wearing a sweater.
That's not what I was...
I'm going to be drinking. Only if Ben buys me alcohol. He seems to be into that kind of thing. I was even going to set up a Christmas tree in the webcam behind me. Jesse's going to be on the show next week. So we will be representing both chromosomes.
We already are?
Oh, yeah, wait.
It's okay. You didn't take biology.
Well, I was homeschooled.
High school, probably, but that's fine. Noah, do you have a game? Are you first? Let's get out of this. Do you have a game?
I'm excited. I'm just excited for next week. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be pumping in Christmas music into my headphones. Which I found, I was telling somebody this week, because I'm on a lot of Zoom calls and Slack calls and Google Meets and all these things. If you just pump in some instrumental music very quietly when you're on those calls, it makes everything way less awkward. Like the awkward pauses between sentences. I even do it on this show sometimes where I'll just put music on in the background. But anyway,
No wonder the pauses are extra awkward because you're there like jamming
out. Jiving, yeah.
3 days grace.
Really vibing off this lo-fi Christmas. All right, this week. We do have a game this week. We actually have three games, but my game this week is a combination of two games we have previously done. Never before seen. This is crazy. This is new territory for us. We're going to be playing Lost in Translation, Food Flop, Funambulism. And what I mean by that is, as we all know, if you go to a McDonald's in a different country, the food items are going to be different. I think some McDonald's in some countries serve beer, things like that. So this is going to be highlighting some of the different food items you'll find at your favorite fast food restaurants in other countries. So we have five questions here. I'm gonna describe a food, and you have to tell me what it is. So Ben, we're going to start with you. You'll both have a chance to answer this question. You won't find this in America. This Canadian McDonald's item is served in a hot dog bun and contains this unusual meat. Ben, what is this meat that is served in a hot dog bun?
Well, Michael knows what it is.
Maybe.
He might know what it is. But I'm thinking about what unusual meat they would have in Canada. So I'm going to say... elk.
Narwhal.
No, elk. No. What? No. Elk meat.
All right. The elk meat hot dog, famous in Canada. Michael, do you know?
I don't, but I have a sneaking suspicion that it's a lobster roll. Like, I have a really strong inkling that it's a lobster roll McDonald's thing. Because I think I've seen Casey Neistat eat that, maybe, potentially, in a vlog once.
And you are the Mexican Casey
Neistat.
Noah's
making a face that says, see? Yeah. So, Noah's face says that's not true, but let's see what he says.
That is true. I'm just proud of you, Michael. The McLobster is served at a number of McDonald's locations throughout Canada. The sandwich consists of Atlantic lobster meat, diced celery, shredded lettuce, and salad dressing served on a hot dog bun.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it sounds terrible, but I guess it's a thing. It's a good thing in not Mexico, Canada. So Michael takes the point, 1-0. I feel like I should give him 2 points for getting it right on. That almost never happens.
No.
No?
Just no. One?
No. If I'm saying no.
All right. Next question, Michael first. At Pizza Hut restaurants in the Middle East, you'll find the crown crust pizza. What is the crown crust pizza? So this one's a little more open. You can kind of just tell me about this pizza.
Are you asking, like, what's on it?
What is on the crown crust pizza?
Okay, so Middle East. So what do they do in the Middle East? Well, there's not much greenery, but there's a lot of fish. It's gonna be oh dear, this is terrible. Fish and bread. No, the bread is the crust. Fish.
Crown fish. Crust pizza.
Crown. It's a snake.
Oh,
I'm just going to say snake and leave it really generic, and maybe I'll snag a point.
Maybe you'll snake a point. Ben, snake, what do you think?
I think crown makes me think of a pineapple because they have that stemmy, stocky thing, which is often referred to as a crown. So I'm going to say it's a pineapple pizza, but not only that, it has layers upon layers of various thinly fish. Sliced meats like salami and another one.
Prosciutto.
Yes, that's the DJ one I was trying Kelly? To think of.
All right, Ben, Michael, the crown crust pizza is a pizza with mini cheeseburgers baked into the crust. It resembles a crown, hence the name, and is topped with beef, lettuce, tomato slices, and drizzled with special Pizza Hut sauce.
Send a picture, I dare you.
I'll send a picture.
I don't want to accidentally Google it and find your secret web page. So
find the. Oh yeah, that's true. You probably will. All right. So Ben said pineapple. Michael just said snake, but Ben also said meat on the pizza, which is true because it's got like burger meat. This pizza actually looks pretty good. I don't know,
guys. Can we go to the Middle East?
Yeah.
You can go to the Middle East.
It's possible. Can you right now? I don't even know.
No, we're actually not allowed to go anywhere actually right now. But okay. There.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to give the point to Ben just because he mentioned meat and there are no snakes on this pizza.
Snakes are
so
meat,
so that brings the total up.
As an FYI.
That is true. That is true. All right, Michael gets the point.
Wait, hang on.
What? Sure.
Ben, you convinced
me. I was staring at this.
Just kidding. We'll give it to Ben. All right. Everyone loves stuffed crust, but stuffed with this? Also at Pizza Hut, but in the UK and Canada, you'll find a pizza stuffed with this, also served with your choice of a ketchup or mustard dip. Ben, what is this pizza in Canada and the UK stuffed with?
This pizza in Canada and the UK, and I've been to both Canada and the UK. And I will say that in the UK, they don't have food that one would consider good. So it doesn't surprise me that they have a questionable stuffed crust pizza. But the fact that it's in Canada, because Canada does have some good food. So I'm going to guess that it is potato stuffed crust, and Michael disagrees with me.
All right, Michael.
No,
Let's hear your rebuttal.
I know what they do in Canada, and they put beans on toast. So it's, and that comes from a UK thing as well, I think. So I think it's like a, what would you say? Smushed bean.
Refried beans?
Smushed bean filling. Yeah, that's what I'm going for. Refried bean filling.
All right, we have refried.
The person in the room, I should know that, but we move on.
Refried beans, and Ben, I already forgot what you said.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Potatoes or refried beans. The answer is... Oh, no. Hold on. It's frozen. The answer is hot dogs. Introducing the hot dog stuffed crust pizza.
They do
love
hot dogs.
While you can only get cheese and stuffed crust pizza in America, you can now have hot dogs baked into a stuffed crust in the United Kingdom and Canada. All right. And if you think about it, that's a lot of hot dogs. Like, to fill the diameter of a pizza, that's
a
lot of
hot
dogs.
Did you have a picture of that one?
I think he sent one.
I do. I just sent it.
There it is.
I guess I'm going to go with Michael. I think beans are a little closer to hot dogs just in texture and flavor than potatoes. I think Ben disagrees.
I'm not disagreeing that Michael gets the point. I'm disagreeing with your logic. Because
you can have whatever logic you want in your game.
I've never eaten a bean and been like, ah, yes, hot dog.
They both have like skin. They both have like flesh.
Okay,
them.
So do potatoes.
Oh yeah, they do.
Yeah, but you peel off the potato skin before you eat it. You don't peel off the hot dog skin before you eat it.
You don't?
Or bean skin.
That's true.
But he said refried beans. Point. Remember. He didn't say beans. He said refried beans.
Yeah, that is. You don't peel it. You smash it. What is a hot dog? Okay, it's smashed meat stuck in like a sock of filmy goodness.
I don't like that use of the word sock. Okay, moving on. 2-1, Michael takes the lead. We have two more questions, and they're about donuts, specifically Dunkin' Donuts.
I like me a donut.
America runs on.
Dunkin'. Heinz.
But we're moving away from America. I don't know what the Dunkin' Donuts slogan is in China, but breaking into
America
the salty...
runs. I mean, China runs on.
Breaking into the salty donut market, Dunkin' Donuts China released this unusual flavor, combining two savory ingredients on top of a traditional donut. And I believe we go to Michael again.
So two savory ingredients. The first one has to be soy sauce, because that's just what came to mind. And then what else is savory? Sesame seed. Sesame seed doesn't even have flavor.
I was going to say, it's not really savory.
They're just there.
No. Ramen.
Ooh.
Because ramen itself has a flavor. I'm going to do soy sauce and ramen. I don't even know if ramen is from China, but I am being bad and generalizing things.
I think ramen is...
We will now say it is.
Not, but I could be wrong.
Oops. Let's go noodles. Noodles and soy sauce.
Soy sauce and noodles. That would make for an interesting donut, but, you know...
Hey. We saw a noodle ring last week. I mean, can it get much worse than that?
This is just a smaller noodle ring. Ben, what are your thoughts?
Well, you said salty. So I think it has to be a sodium-rich sort of food. I'm trying to think of any Chinese food that I've had that is expressly salty. So I'm going to go with a... wonton egg drop donut. Because
wonton egg drop donut.
Yes, because egg drop soup is a very sodium rich soup, and wontons I think would make a good donut.
And Michael says soy sauce and noodles. The answer is not any less weird. The dry pork and seaweed donut.
Ooh.
Topped with dehydrated pork and seaweed pieces, this donut is a mixture of salty and sweet. I guess the donut is sweet. I don't know. I disagree with this description. But I don't know. All things I like. I like donuts. I like seaweed. I like dried pork. I don't know about this combination.
Did I mention that they were pork wontons that were on top of the donut?
Just for that, I'm going to give Ben the point just so we can finish this game with a final question.
Yay!
That doesn't look appealing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I don't know if it did well.
Well.
But we have one more donut question to break this 2-2 tie. Dunkin' Donuts Singapore offers a... I almost just said it.
Starts with a W.
Reading the wrong...
A water, water donut.
A Whataburger donut.
All right, I'm gonna have to change my description because I think you can probably guess it. Dunkin' Donuts Singapore. You'll find another salty combination on this donut. That's not a lot to go off, but I don't want to give you any more since I almost gave away the answer.
I go first, I think.
Yes, Ben. Sorry.
It starts with a W. A Worcestershire. A water chestnut bacon wrapped donut.
I'm out already.
Water chestnut, a bacon wrapped donut. I'm with you on the bacon wrapped part. Michael, what do you think?
Now, I'm bad at geography, and I don't really know where Singapore is. It's in Asia, right? So it's not that far from Australia. So it's going to be a wallaby with wicked hot sauce.
Hold up. I will ascertain that Australia is closer to Asia than we are here in the United States. But
I didn't ask for your opinion.
Okay,
Ben.
I'm sorry.
What is like, yeah, when I think of Singapore, I just think Australia.
If proximity to Australia is the first thing that comes to mind.
I just went with the first W I had, okay, guys?
Okay.
Singapore is just south of Malaysia.
Exactly.
It is more southern than, actually, okay. It's like equidistant.
Now I have to look.
It's equidistant between Australia and China. So I don't know. I guess that's fair. Okay. So a wallaby and what, Michael?
It takes eight hours to fly. Okay. Well, wicked hot sauce.
Wallaby and wicked hot sauce.
Imported wallaby.
And Ben, you said bacon wrapped water chestnut. The correct answer is the wasabi cheese donut.
Oh, that makes sense. I don't know.
Is that pretty bad?
The wasabi cheese.
Hey, wasabi is spicy. Wicked hot sauce has a different kind of spice, but it's spicy.
Wasabi is wicked hot, but also I feel like water chestnut is a little more in the family of wasabi.
Is it?
Regionally?
It
is. Is it?
Is it?
No.
Okay, because Ben even seems unsure about him winning this game, and because Michael did say a spicy sauce, I'm going to go with Michael on this one.
Wicked spicy.
Michael wins.
Thanks.
The wicked spicy edition of Lost in Translation, Food Flop, Funambulism.
That was a great mashup. The mashup we never knew we needed. Or wanted, but we got it anyway.
Still don't.
Have y'all ever had wasabi and soy sauce almonds?
Yes.
I think so.
They're my favorite.
They're
them.
Not bad.
Yeah. The thing is, I'm just sad that we don't have real wasabi here. Like any wasabi you've eaten, it's just horseradish. Because Japan stopped importing wasabi to us.
Well, maybe in the past I had it.
What if I just grow my own?
Well, they stopped importing wasabi like before any of us were born.
Oh.
So like 1981.
So, like unless you've been to Japan, you haven't had real wasabi.
Well, that hurts.
I know. It's sad. It's just green colored horseradish.
That was my nickname in high school.
Green colored horseradish. Green colored horseradish.
Well, Michael, congratulations on winning. And because you won, why don't you host a game?
Yay. I have a game. I'm not much one for making a new game. I like recycling. But this game, I had to do. The show is coming out today, and the Electoral College is going to meet and formally declare the next president of the United States after a hotly contested election. So this is the Weird President's Game. This might be the only time this shows up, unless this show goes four more years.
Which will only happen is if you leave us a speak pipe at noodlespodcast.com.
What?
Noodlespodcast.com.
So to have some fun with a day that brings many of us a lot of stress and a lot of us a lot of stress relief, I have five. Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh. Five Michael, rounds. What the heck?
Five rounds of presidential facts. Weird presidential facts. And I will name a weird fact about a president. I'll try not to read it like I did with brownies. And I'll tell you something weird. And then your job is to tell me what president it was. I have a bad feeling Ben is going to run away with this game because he knows this kind of weird stuff. But Patrick, who won the mug in one of the first shows of the podcast, helped me design this because he is a history buff. So I have five rounds. It should go quick. Round one. We'll start with Ben. This president won all but one of his wrestling matches.
Oh, that's it?
Yep.
President, I think... Well, Teddy Roosevelt had a lot to do with the American... sports system, and he fought very hard for sports to be a part of the high school landscape, but also the safe playing of those sports. So I'm going to go with Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay, Ben says old teddy bear. Noah, what do you think?
I was actually thinking it was Teddy Roosevelt too, because I feel like I've heard this. Donald Trump, I think, has also wrestled because I think he was on like WWE a few times.
I can confirm as the WWE fan in the room, and he did a hair versus hair match at WrestleMania versus Vince McMahon. And of course, Trump won, so Vince McMahon shaved his head bald instead of Trump shaving his head bald.
All right, I'm going with Donald Trump.
Okay. So Ben says Teddy Roosevelt, Noah says Donald Trump Jr. Just kidding, Donald Trump, not Jr. I don't know why I said Jr.
Next president of the United States. Donald
gosh,
Trump
guys,
Jr.
It's Abraham Lincoln.
I was going to say that, but I went with Teddy instead. Dang it.
Nobody's right, and I don't know if I give someone a point or not, because I didn't really like plan this very well.
Don't give us a point.
Okay, no points. Sorry. We moved around two. This president painted his golf balls black during the winter. That's the only clue I have. Noah, this is for you. Painting golf balls black during the winter. If you guys need a president's list to see all of the presidents, because I don't have them all memorized.
Ben, is that okay?
Probably does.
Can I look
I
up a list?
I say you can go for that.
All right. So who plays golf? Trump played golf. Obama did not.
Here we go.
He was
Donald
a...
Trump. All right. Next.
He was a baller. Obama was more of a baller. I feel like it's going to be someone... I think, you know, it was Richard Nixon. It just feels like something he would do.
Ben just regurgitated something. So Noah says Nixon, Ben.
It was a saltine. just so you know.
We ate it again.
I gotta think. It was probably. I feel like presidents playing golf is more of a recent sort of dealio. I don't know why. And the first president to come to mind was Bill Clinton.
Okay. Well, are you locking?
So I'm gonna lock in Bill Clinton.
Okay. Noah says Richard Nixon. Ben says Bill Clinton. The answer is Woodrow Wilson. And the quote is, when layers of snow covered the ground, he painted his golf balls black so he could easily retrieve them amid a blanket of white. So he was in office from like 1913 to some
1921.
Like yeah, that seems like... Oh, no, the math adds up. I thought that was more than... It looked more than 8 years. anyway, 0 points there. I have a feeling this game is never coming
back. I'm
going
to get a point.
Round three. This president went skydiving to celebrate his 90th birthday. Noah, I know that's this like one. Special for you. All right, this is for Ben first. Ben seems to know it. I think you both know it.
President Jimmy Carter.
Okay, Ben says young Jim Card. Noah.
It was George H.W. Bush.
Oh,
George
that's...
H.W. Yeah, Noah gets a point there.
Yes.
The old H.W. went skydiving on his 90th birthday. He was in office 1989 to 1993. Next.
Jimmy Carter would do that, though. I think Jimmy Carter would still do that.
Jimmy Carter's like probably the coolest president now.
Yeah. Right. Like while he was in office. Like,
he's so cool.
I've looked this up and he had like a pretty low approval rating at the end of his term. But now he's like.
He was one term. Yeah.
Everyone's favorite.
Everybody loves him.
He's like the grandpa of America.
I think there's a lesson in there, you know? You can try and be the most powerful person in the world to try and change it, or you can just build homes for people who need houses and just be a good person.
He's just a good dude.
All right, round four. This president was the head cheerleader in high school. I forgot who to start with.
I think it's Noah.
Head cheerleader?
Head cheerleader. In high school.
I guess I'm trying to think, like, who's the most charismatic, and I'm thinking either Reagan or Kennedy. Let's go with JFK.
Okay.
Because all these other men that I'm looking at their pictures, they all look kind of scowly.
Ben, what do you
I'm
have?
I'm
going
to go dark horse candidate here. I'm going to say Taft.
Oh, okay. That's out of left field. I could see JFK. It's George W. Bush.
Really?
So George W. What? Bush, the president in office from 2001 to 2009, he was the head cheerleader in high school. And there's like a couple of pictures of, indeed, young W. Bush as a cheerleader holding up the megaphone.
Wow.
All right, round five. This is it. For all the marbles. This president got mouth surgery on a yacht in the dead of night to avoid media attention. Ben. What you got? Mouth surgery, dead of night, on a yacht. So Fox News wouldn't see it. Just kidding. That was a joke. Don't.
LBJ, Lyndon B. Johnson.
Okay. LBJ. And Noah.
I'm going to say Harry S. Truman.
All right. Noah says The Truman Show. Ben says LBJ. This is Grover Cleveland. He had a tumor that became cancerous on the top of his roof of his mouth, and he got surgery on a yacht in the dead of night to avoid media attention. He was also the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms.
That is true.
Oh.
So there you go.
You're right.
Noah wins the game with a single point. That's the last time we play Weird Presidents.
But that was awesome. Fine. I really enjoyed that.
That was a good game. And then we'll do it in 4 years, I promise. We'll still be here.
Maybe it's a 4-year tradition. Every 4 years, we bring it back.
Yeah. All right. Well, as we've kind of mentioned before, it's coming up on the holiday season, and I thought we should play a holiday game. And our speak pipe is about your favorite holiday traditions. So this game is called Hope You Ho-Ho Know These Hokey Holiday Happenings. So what's going to happen is traditions are a fun part of any holiday season. Whether it be getting socks every year or hiding a pickle in your tree, traditions put us in the holiday mood like nothing else. So who are we to judge if some people have some weird ones? In this game, we are going to judge the people who have some weird ones. I will read a little about a tradition, then Noah and Michael will pick between multiple choice answers. The person who is the most who has the most correct points at the end is the winner. Is everybody ready, Michael and Noah?
Yep.
Perfect.
I am ready to hide my pickle.
Okay.
Question number one. So this will require you guys to answer at the same time. So if you have something to write down to prove your answer, that would be preferable. So if you can confirm that you have that, I will begin.
Yes.
Yes? Michael's raising his eyebrows. All right. So, question number one. Norwegians believe that Christmas Eve coincides with the arrival of evil spirits and witches. So to avoid aiding and abetting these creatures, they hide their pots and pans so they can't be used for bubbling cauldrons, hide their brooms so they can't be used for flight practice, put candy out to appease the spirits, or do nothing because these things aren't real.
I think this is called Halloween. I think you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. All right, I'm going to need an answer of A, B, C, or D.
I may need you to reread the things because I was getting my my quote-unquote notepad ready.
Yeah, sorry. So A, they hide their pots and pans so they can't be used for bubbling cauldrons. B, they hide their brooms so they can't be used for flight practice. C, they put out candy to appease the spirits. Or D, they do nothing because those things aren't real.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
I need an answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I said
A.
B.
Noah says A. Michael says B. The correct answer is B. They hide their brooms. The witches cannot use them. So Michael gets a point. Moving on to question number 2. In the week leading up to Christmas, Venezuelans attend a daily church in the capital, Caracas. It is customary to travel to church service on A, roller skates, B, donkeys, C, razor scooters, D, 40 chickens.
Like the chickens, like, tied together on a sleigh kind of system, like reindeer or what?
Yes, 40 chickens. All right. Do you need me to read the question or the answers again or anything?
Nope.
I'm ready.
Okay. Nope. The correct answer, or I'm sorry, can I get your answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
I think it's a B
donkeys,
again. Yeah.
Which is B.
You both said B. The correct answer is A, roller skates.
Why?
They roller skate to church every day. So
donkeys felt like the only one that made sense, which almost made me think it wasn't right.
Ah, well, it wasn't. Question number 3. Michael still has 1 point. Locals in Catalonia create a character out of a log, drawing a face on it and giving it a hat. Then they spend a fortnight feeding it fruit and nuts and sweets. On Christmas Eve, the entire family, A, throws it in the fire, waiting for the house to smell like the sweets they put inside. B, set it free to become a sentient being in the woods. C, beat the crap out of it while singing a song that translates to, if you don't crap, well, I'll beat you with a stick until it excretes all its treats. Or D, I made this one up. Would you like me to read any of those again?
No.
If you may... you... Okay.
Can I hear A and B again, please?
A.
I remember C.
You remember C. Okay. A, they throw it in a fire, waiting for the house to smell like the sweets they put inside. B, they set it free to become a sentient being in the woods. C, they beat the crap out of it while singing a song that translates to, if you don't crap, well, I'll beat you with a stick until it excretes all its treats. Or D, I made this one up. Does everyone have their answer?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fine.
All right, I'm going to need your answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There is no way. There's no way that it's C, D. But I'm going to go with it.
I couldn't do C.
What'd you say? No,
I said D.
You said D? I made this one
I
up?
I said D. You made it up.
Well,
did you just call him Menorah?
No. Okay. Oh. The correct answer is C. They beat the crap out of it while singing a song that translates to, if you don't crap, well, I'll beat you with a stick until it excretes all its treats. So Michael now has 2 points.
It was so specific.
Yes, it's true, though.
It was too specific.
It was too specific, wow. But I'm sorry. Question and final question, question number 4. This one is worth 18 points. In Greenland.
Oh.
In Greenland, Christmas dinner is worse than yours. It features A, whale's skin and blubber, B, a whale's kidney, C, a whale's brain, or D, a whale.
Do whales have kidneys?
Yeah, it's how they drink.
They're mammals, man.
Okay.
Was it skin and blubber, kidney and brain?
Yeah, in Greenland, Christmas dinner is worse than yours. It features A, a whale's skin and blubber, B, a whale's kidney.
That doesn't sound bad.
C, a whale's brain. Or D, okay. A whale.
Hold on. But if any of... I'm going to do something and then fight you afterward. Okay.
All right. Does everyone have their answer locked in?
Yep.
Yes.
And 3, 2, 1.
Boom.
Hey.
It's D, because all of them include a whale. So I win. It's all the above.
Well, D means a whale in its entirety.
Precision of language, Michael.
Yes. So the correct answer is a whale's skin and blubber.
I'd heard that one before.
Are you ready to fight me now, Michael?
Yeah, I still think that D was an all of the above answer because it encapsulates.
Well, the answer wasn't all of the above.
No, but by saying a whale's skin and blubber, you're including that there is a whale.
There's part of a whale. Yeah, but there wasn't a whale's kidney and there wasn't a whale's brain. So there wasn't a whale in its entirety.
But your answer choice didn't say an entire whale.
It just said a whale.
A whale. Which, yeah.
That is an entire whale.
I just want to point out, because this is the last question, right?
Yeah, this is.
Michael still wins.
That's true. No, this last one
doesn't get the point.
It was 18 points. It was 18 points. But fine.
Oh, then I win. Okay. I'm giving myself 18 points. 1, 2, 3.
But Michael,
I haven't won a game in like 3 weeks.
That's true. We should let Noah have
one. Oh yeah, Noah has won a game.
I would like a pity victory, please.
So in actuality, Michael gets the most correct, but in spirit, Noah is the true winner. Michael, I will contest that if someone brought me your kidney and said, "Ah, a Michael," I would be like, "Nah, that's a Michael's kidney." So.
But you still use my name at some point in that sentence.
That's why I said a whale's kidney. Whatever. We're not going to argue about this. I'll talk to you later about this. Anyway.
This will be off air, and we'll never release another episode, and you will know why.
Except in 4 years when we do another President's episode.
Oh, yeah. We'll come back for that.
Yes. So congratulations, Noah and Michael. I guess you both technically win on playing this game of, oh, gosh, what did I even call this game? Hope you ho-ho know these hokey holiday happenings, the initial playing of this game, and I hope you all are getting ready for a happy holiday season. Thank you so much for listening. Noah, Michael, do you have anything you would like to add as we draw our episode to a close?
Ring us on the speak.
Oh, I do, actually. I went and looked at our Steam accounts to see how many hours each of us have clocked in Portal 2. Michael has 30 hours, I have 53 hours, and Ben has 83, so we can conclusively decide that Ben is allowed to yell at us about Portal 2.
I'm going to rebuke by saying I have Portal 2 on the Xbox 360 that I played the entire career mode of, I think, 1.5 times, maybe twice, and then the co-op. So there are hours that are not logged. I think I beat Noah at least. Noah, you get no victory.
Wow, I'm sorry, Noah.
But I encourage our listeners, even if you called in before, head over to noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
And tell us about your favorite holiday tradition or memory, past or present, on the SpeakPipe. So you go to contact us, upper right, and then hit that beautiful orange button and leave us a message. We want to hear from you. Next week is going to be a special show of holiday cheer and stuff.
So please, oh, please, oh, please submit a speak pipe. Sounds like we're begging, because we are. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure being able to talk to you this week. I had a fun time. I hope Noah and Michael did as well. That's where you say...
I mean, I had nothing better to do.
Well, anyway, cue the outro music and Noah, take us away.
Thanks, everybody. This episode has been a production of Noah Metzger Podcasting LLC. Thanks to my special guests, Ben and Michael.
Hang on.
We'll see if they come back next week.
I think you're out of time. Unforgettable. that's how you are.